It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll check in on the health of the bald eagle population here in Wisconsin.
First, in a petition filed this week, more than 50 retired Wisconsin judges advocated for the state Supreme Court to implement new rules that would determine when judges should recuse themselves from cases.
The petition comes at a time when people are considering the role campaign contributions play when creating and implementing laws, which extends to the judicial branch of the Wisconsin government.
Caitlin Farrell joins us now. She's the public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. Caitlin, welcome back to Central Time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Caitlin, what kind of changes are these judges looking for?
So they are looking to establish basically a new standard that would serve as a threshold with which judges across the state could use when considering whether they should be recusing themselves from a case. I think these judges want a more specific outline of what types of conditions might trigger someone to recuse themselves and to create more of a bright line to make that distinction.
And it sounds like the main issue they're worried about here is campaign donations. There are currently specific reasons why a judge might have to recuse him or herself. Campaign donations is not an automatic one at this point. Is that correct?
Correct. That is true. The Supreme Court, our state Supreme Court, has affirmed that the receiving of campaign donations does not automatically mean that someone, has a conflict of interest and would need to recuse themselves from a case.
What are the reasons that these judges are giving for the need for this change?
The judges themselves point to just an overall surge, really, in campaign spending for judicial races across the state, particularly in the Supreme Court. Spending there has increased significantly. It's been a trend that's been on the upswing really over the last decade or so, as people have sort of seen the impact that judges can have on their daily lives and on policy. They also point to a legislative change that happened that the legislature passed last year, the end of 2015, I believe, that lifted campaign contributions that corporations and PACs could make. So there was a rewriting of the campaign finance law in Wisconsin, and these retired judges argue that now we have more money than ever before flowing into judicial races, and we don't really know where it's coming from. And so that blurs the line and sort of obscures even more, what types of vested interest judges might already have that the public might not know about because they've been getting these undisclosed campaign donations.
And this may be a fine point, but are the judges saying, hey, these contributions are making judges less impartial, or are they more saying, hey, these campaign contributions are eroding public trust? They're making people wonder if the judges are impartial.
I think they're both. The logic there, I think, is the arguments there, I think, are pretty linked, to be honest. I think that, yes, it's twofold. I think that they're saying that they're, I suppose really the perception of impartiality is really the chief concern. And so, they would say it's reasonable for someone to assume that if, a judge is getting a campaign contribution from a specific corporation, they might be more likely to, show favoritism towards that corporation. But those who disagree with these judges who have filed this petition, they dispute that point and that logic and sort of say, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has been vocal about sort of saying that logically it doesn't necessarily make sense where just because someone is receiving a campaign contribution, they're automatically going to, rule in their favor. And I think it goes, it's important to note as well that although more money has been pouring into judicial elections, I mean, campaign contributions has been a mainstay with judges and Supreme Court judges in particular for a long time. I mean, unions have been big donors. There's been groups on the left and on the right that have been big donors and have been active to some degree for many, many years. It's just, their argument is that more money means, would translate into, more favorability, a logic that some dispute. So
We're talking to Caitlin Farrell from the Capital Times about a petition from over 50 judges to the state Supreme Court asking for a change in recusal laws, especially as they apply to campaign contributions. And it isn't that, as I read it, Caitlin, it isn't if any money is donated by a party in a case, the judge is out. There are monetary thresholds for those donations that would be established, at least under this petition.
Correct. Yeah, the judges are proposing specific monetary donations at this point. That I think, and I think the point of that too is right now they really view it as sort of, I mean, a pretty subjective, you know, personal call for a judge just to sort of reflect on whether they themselves feel that they can be impartial. And these judges are saying that right now they don't feel that that's good enough. They really want a pretty codified, you know, standard that we can objectively look to, that judges can follow.
So the Wisconsin Supreme Court sets the rules for recusal in state courts. What happens next with this petition?
So my understanding is that the judges who sit on the Supreme Court will make a decision about whether to hold a hearing on the petition. There's a specific, you know, process that they have to follow. And so if the way that it's written was in the court standard operating procedures, if the court deems that this petition has merit, they can elect to hold a public hearing then on it. But they may very well decide that it does not have merit. I don't believe that they necessarily need to, you know, provide the rationale for how they're making their decision, and then nothing happens. It just dies. So there's really up to the high court themselves to make a call.
The judges filing this petition, do they say anything about how Wisconsin's recusal laws compare with those around the country?
Right. Yes, they do. They have said that they point to a couple different law groups and think tanks, you know, in D.C. that have ranked Wisconsin among among the bottom of states in the country for the strictness of their rules. And they point to this campaign finance change that happened last year, or at the end of 2015, as one of the, you know, the most open kind of like uninhibited, you know, disclosure laws in the country. And so, they are right. There have been groups, there are judicial groups nationwide that have, you know, looked at Wisconsin and sort of have the opinion that our courts have become less impartial. And so sort of a matter, I suppose, of what weight you want to lend to those groups and what perspective they're coming from. But indeed, yes.
This petition is, as you said, in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Any idea of a timeline on when they would say, yeah, okay, we'll have this hearing, or no, we won't?
I do not know that. I know that the clerk of courts did receive it yesterday, and I am not sure actually how quickly the justices may act on it. I would think relatively soon, but I am not quite sure.
We'll leave it there. Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Caitlin Farrell is a public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. She joined us to talk about a petition submitted to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, signed by more than 50 retired Wisconsin judges, asking for stricter recusal rules for sitting judges.